When thinking of identity, it's important to recognize that there are many different types of identity that people use to define themselves. Recall the peer reflections on cultural change and the different ways people chose to identify themselves. Some people identified more broadly as Dene, Inuit, or Métis, some more specifically as Gwich'in, Inuvialuit, or South Slavey, while others identified as Canadian. Consider these three types of identity: personal, cultural, and regional. Personal identity is the concept or perception we develop about ourselves as an individual. This identity develops over the course of our lives and is influenced by many factors, some we have control over and some we do not. These factors can include gender, association with a racialized group, ethnicity, social class, religion, sexual orientation, occupation, role in one's family or community, and nationality. Cultural identity is the feeling of belonging to a particular group. It relates to how you identify with your culture, and how that relationship with your culture then contributes to your sense of self and impacts your life. As we learned previously, many of us identify with more than one culture. Regional identity is based on regionalism, identifying oneself with the distinctive local character and identity of a specific geographic region. This region may be where one originates from, or where one lives. A regional identity may include things such as local language or dialect, local foods, local traditions and practices, or even the local economy.